It's 11:35, and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Rick, in this segment, we've got a real treat. We've got the opportunity to talk with a couple of very distinguished guests. We've got with us Carlene Bellier, the Executive Director from the Michigan Veterinary Medical Association. Carlene won't tell you, but she's received several awards about her role as Executive Director, and maybe she'll elaborate a little bit about that. We also have with us this year's president of the MVMA, Dr. Jim Lloyd, who happens to be the associate dean at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Michigan State University. Welcome to you both, and thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Well, we appreciate it. I guess to begin, whichever one of you wants to answer, can you help explain to our listeners exactly what the MVMA is and what you do and how you benefit the lives of all the pet keepers here in Mid-Michigan?
Well, the Michigan Veterinary Medical Association is a professional association for about 2,100 veterinarians in the state of Michigan. That's about 75% of the veterinarians who are in the state. And we offer those veterinarians a variety of continuing education opportunities. We act as a watchdog for them legislatively and through licensing issues. We provide monthly publications, e-newsletters, urgent issue broadcasts in terms of getting them information they need quickly on things like pet food recalls. We provide them with mentoring opportunities and all sorts of things that typical associations provide.
Gotcha. Carlene, can you help explain to our listeners, one of the things that we talked about, Rick, last week was how to go about choosing a vet. And one of the things that I noticed on your website was that you had a great deal of information about how to go about getting in touch with a vet, what different vets do, where they're located. Can you explain how people can go about accessing that and what information that you provide?
We do have a great tool on our website, which is www.michvma.org, and it's called Find a Vet. And you can go to that tool and you can either enter a veterinarian's name if you happen to know their name, or you can enter a county or a city where you live so that you can search and see what veterinarians are available in your area. We also have links to those veterinary practices websites so that you can explore more information about each veterinary practice to see what would best fit with your situation.
Gotcha. And when it comes to looking at that information, you mentioned that you had about 75% of the vets in the state that were part of your association. Is there any area that isn't covered? I mean, when we talk about veterinary medicine, Rick, we've talked a lot about the ability to focus on whether it's reptiles or birds or fish or horses or different kinds of things. You do provide that information, I assume, and also the distinction about specialists who are board certified and understand exactly how to go about doing very specific types of surgery and what have you on animals. Can you kind of elaborate a little bit about that?
Sure, I can take that one. Our membership is very diverse, and our veterinarians in the state have a lot of different career pathways. The practitioners are a big proportion, and they practice on companion animals, dogs, cats, exotic pets, as we've talked about. But they also practice on horses, on livestock, and then there are a whole host of veterinarians who do other things. They do biomedical research. They work in public health roles. They work at the university, as I do. And so there are a lot of different career pathways in veterinary medicine. When you talk about specialties and specialization, it's a very specific term for us. And it refers to the fact that the veterinarian, if they refer to themselves as a specialist or are thought of as a specialist, they have to have done some specialty training and actually gone through advanced training beyond the veterinary degree and have achieved some board certification, recognition that they are competent in that specialty. So there's a difference between somebody who says that, you know, the biggest share of my practice is horses and somebody who's actually board certified in veterinary ophthalmology.
Interesting. And one of the things that I noticed was you guys are very involved with the university, and obviously you're part of the university. But one of the things that I thought was really inspiring is the fact that there is always the need for ongoing training as information and new techniques come out. It's so important to make sure that all of our vets have the opportunity for ongoing training and even to get students excited about what it is that's going on. And you guys are really very involved with feeding that whole process and making sure that it takes place. And Rick, I understand it even ties to you because you even hosted some of their ongoing training at Pruce's a little while back there.
Yeah, I know one thing that they have is they have an annual event. Maybe they can talk a little bit more about that. But this is maybe a year or two ago. I got a call from their organization, and the idea was, could we be a staging area for a wet lab, because we have facilities, a classroom, a microscope or two, for a kind of a continued learning for those veterinarians in the Michigan community that wanted to learn more about fish diseases and, like, how do you do an exam? How do you kind of manipulate the fish and work with them? And it was a really fascinating experience because I learned a lot because I got to witness it while it was going on, and all these vets were learning, and it was very, very educational. And maybe that you could comment a little bit about what you do on an annual basis and what other activities you have.
Well, the university does collaborate very closely with the MVMA, and we're fortunate to have that relationship here in Michigan. It makes both organizations stronger, I think. But to the point of continuing education, that's obviously one of the areas that we do work together most closely on. And we have a number of events every year. We have a joint event called the Michigan Veterinary Conference, and I think that's what you're referring to, Rick.
Sure.
And that happens every year here in Lansing in January. And it's one that a lot of veterinarians attend and come, and they actually do sit through either seminars and lectures, or they have opportunities to do wet labs as well. And we kind of put those together. Over the course of the year, we have over 200 hours of continuing education programs that we as an association offer to our members in the state. And those, again, vary from the workshops and courses that they can do at the conference we just discussed, but we have them scattered through the year as well. We have a summer conference that veterinarians attend. We have some one-day conferences scattered through the year from September till May that are focused on small animal practice. And so there are a number of and a variety of different opportunities for veterinarians to pursue.
Fantastic. We're talking with Carlene Bellier, the Executive Director of the Michigan Veterinary Medical Association, as well as Dr. Jim Lloyd, the Associate Dean at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Michigan State, and also the President of the Michigan Veterinary Medical Association. When it comes to motivating students, obviously Michigan State just had Vet a Visit a little while back, and it's great because one of the things we talked about is that a kid who went to Vet a Visit as a kid may now be working for the veterinary school because of that spark that was started attending a program like that. What all kind of information do you make available to help create that desire to motivate people to think about a career in veterinary medicine or to follow up on a passion for animals that people might have?
Well, for the last 3 years, we've had an exhibit called the Healthy Pet Surgical Suite, and we've taken this exhibit all over the state to county fairs, to the state fairs, and one emphasis of this exhibit was to tell students and young people about careers in veterinary medicine, as well as to emphasize the importance of spay-neuter. Now, this exhibit is being transitioned to kind of a more broad educational exhibit that will be called SAMI, which stands for Science, Animals, Medicine, and You. And we'll be taking this exhibit again around the state during the summer to educate people and bring them information on a variety of topics.
Well, it's important to note that Sammy is going to go around the state. One of the venues will be the Eastern Market in Detroit. We'll be at a number of county fairs, primarily through the course of the summertime. One of the other things I'd like the listeners to know about is the fact that the MVMA is actively engaged with students at the College of Veterinary Medicine as well. As recently as yesterday, Carlene and her staff were over to the college and hosted the first-year class for a luncheon, and they had a number of veterinarians there in as a panel just to talk about the different career options. And so we're engaging with the students early on. We're talking about the veterinary profession, talking about the things the MVMA can offer, but again, trying to keep them involved and see what's out there.
Interesting. If it's okay, if we're going to hold you through this break, because we want to continue this conversation, and I guess I'll tell you my question for the other side of the break. Again, we've had the conversation that we've been talking about over the last few weeks, which is some of the things that people can do when they're going about choosing a vet, what's important in that relationship with their vet, and what are the different steps that they can take in inquiring about and finding a vet. And we'd like to talk with you more about that after the break. So we'll do that here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.